Today in Florida Ag News from the Southeast AgNet, the Environmental Protection Agency is taking a little more time with the proposed numeric nutrient criteria for flowing waters in the state of Florida, due in part to large opposition of the standards, as back in February, 3 days of public hearings were held with over 235 citizens speaking on the issue, with 76% of those opposing the rule. Kathy Vogel, executive director of the Florida Water Quality Coalition, was one of those who spoke in opposition.
You know, these are naturally occurring nutrients, and so the degree to which we can discern scientifically that this is a problem that is being caused by upstream farmers or upstream utilities or upstream local governments, wastewater facilities, versus this is what nature is putting out. And what does this particular water body need? You can imagine that going out in the field and trying to collect this water quality data and test these water bodies and come up with a scientifically defensible position of what we are going to impose on regulated industries, such as agriculture, is a monumental undertaking in a state with the ecologies as complex as we have.
And due to the overwhelming concern of the proposed rule, the EPA has added 3 more days of hearings to receive more input.
So I would encourage everyone to, number one, turn out for the meetings, and number two, sign up to speak. Even if it's just, I'm worried, I'm concerned, even if you don't have a canned message, it is going to be very important.
Those hearings will be held in Fort Myers, Tampa, and Jacksonville on April 13th, 14th, and 15th, respectively. Log on to our website at southeastagnet.com for specific details and links for pre-registration. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.